Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to the program. Getting started here, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. Happy to have everybody on board. I just realized that I'm coming into the studio. We're going to be talking about sequence of returns risk, Professor Plum. And this is one of those things that requires some explanation, which we do, every couple of months. And I've had this same sort of visual aid for people watching on TV and this sort of guide with a certain amount of money that shows, you know, when they're going to be out of money if they take it out of their portfolio. And I left it somewhere. I couldn't find it. I asked you, and you said you forgot yours.
I did.
So what we're going to do as a visual aid, I've got to look at my little iPhone during the show, and that's where I've got it. So anyway, that doesn't matter to you folks necessarily watching or listening, but what it does tell you is that this is something that's important enough for us to actually have some kind of piece of paper prepared for it. Would you say so?
Well, I know the numbers pretty well.
Yeah, you already know them. So here's the deal. We're going to take your calls, we're going to take your emails and all that stuff. We're going to be talking here for just a moment or two or three, really, about this whole idea of sequence of returns and why it's important. This is another one of those terms where you might be thinking, what, you know, this is kind of another wonky thing. This is pointy-headed.
It's not a wonky thing. It is one of the biggest risks to your investment portfolio through retirement, through any period of time where you're withdrawing money from a portfolio. The unknown early returns have a major impact on your viability of that portfolio. And unfortunately, there's no way to predict whether we're going to go into next 5 or 8 year great rate of return series, multiple positives or a couple of negatives. And those couple of negatives, they don't even have to be huge negatives. When you're taking money out of a portfolio, it can have a significant impact on how much, if anything, is left when you're done retirement.
Exactly, which is what whole idea of a financial plan is. It tries to counteract the idea that if you're taking money out of a portfolio, obviously, if the portfolio is also going down in value as you're taking money out because the underlying investments are not performing well, which happens from time to time, it has no time to recover. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a couple of moments with Professor Rick Plum. You can call about anything you like. We do have lines open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'll also email, get to your emails here in just sometime this hour or next. You can email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. A link there says find your answer, and that's what you do here on this program. You can also speak with Professor Plum off the air, who knows all about this stuff. And this is, again, this is kind of one of the reasons that planning exists, to talk about things like sequence of returns risk and why it's important to you. And we hope overcome that. That's the idea. Off the air, you can speak with Professor Plum, 800-644-1150. Any Lucia Capital Group advisor is there standing by, ready to talk to you about this stuff. Just give them a call and say, hey, these guys told me to call. I was told that you guys can help put together a financial strategy for me, and that's exactly what I want. And that's what they'll do for you. They know exactly what to do. They'll help get started if you haven't started already, or they'll help you finish if you haven't completed it. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. All right, so I think what you said to me, Professor Plum, before the show, when we were talking about this topic a little bit, the whole idea of sequence of return is kind of the bane of financial planning.
Well, it can be the bane of a retirement account. It is, I think, one of the leading issues in the financial planning world. The whole idea of financial planning is risk management. We're trying to avoid something. We're trying to make sure that we have a reasonable rate of return and we can manage certain things. When we're accumulating money, we're managing our taxes, we're managing our downside risk, but we're doing that differently than when we're actually retired and pulling money out of the portfolio. When we're retired and pulling money out of the portfolio, we're definitely involved with risk management. We want our income to be our income. If anything, we'd like it to be more, but we sure don't want it to be less.
We want it to be there for us.
But most importantly is we don't want it to ever run out while we're here. And unfortunately, just looking at a portfolio's historical returns, just looking at what it has done or things of that nature, isn't enough. Because what it has done doesn't mean that it's going to continue that again. Plus, what it has done when it's in a static nature of no money going in, no money coming out, has no bearing on what it looks like when the money's actually being withdrawn from it, if it had happened over the same period. That's what this visual John was talking about earlier is going to explain in a minute. But the sequence of return, the idea that a portfolio that's invested in stocks and bonds, or pick your investment mix, the idea that it's always positive. If we look back the last 10 years, last 15 years, last 20 years, this portfolio averaged X amount percent. Well, that didn't happen each and every year. Sure, it did that over a 10-year period of time or 15 or 20-year period of time. And so you can look at that and say, well, I would have achieved an 8% rate of return, whatever it was, maybe more. But that's only if you've left it alone. That's only if you don't withdraw money from it. And specifically, you don't have to withdraw money from it at an inopportune time. The timing of those potential down markets or flat markets, it doesn't even have to be a down market. When you're taking money out of a portfolio, in a flat market, you have less money at the end of the year than you started with. And then if you want to take out the same amount, it's got to earn the next year double what you wanted, because just to make up for what had happened before.
Yeah.
So you're always behind the eight ball. If those negative years or flat years happen in the early part of your retirement cycle, it puts a very big strain on the rest of the portfolio for the rest of your retirement life. Now, some people will say, well, just take much, adjust your spending. Just spend less. Well, is that what we really want to do in retirement? Do we want to cut back in retirement? Can we cut back in retirement? A lot of people cut it to the bone just to be able to retire. A lot of people, unfortunately, didn't retire when they want to. They retired because they had to. The job went away. Their health went away. They couldn't physically do it anymore. Or the job went to younger people or whatever the case. And they're, okay, well, now what do I do? Well, instead of looking for another job, can I afford to retire? Well, maybe I can afford to retire. I don't have to, take the trips that we'd always planned. Or we'll take less trips. Or instead of buying the motorhome that we thought we were going to be able to, we'll buy a van conversion. Nothing wrong with van conversions. It's just different than what you wanted to begin with. Won't see the grandkids as much. We'll see them once a year instead of 2, 3, 4 times a year because they live out of state or wherever it is. All of these things are concessions because of, in many respects, either job loss or something like that. During your retirement, after you've started, you want to make more concessions because the portfolio didn't keep pace with average?
The answer is no.
Of course
you,
not.
You don't want that to happen.
So how do you avoid it? I mentioned, when John and I were talking about this earlier, I mentioned that pensions, lotteries, things of that nature, anything that has an ongoing stream of payments. Pensions have an ongoing stream of payments. People that choose the lottery monthly payments, annual payments, has an ongoing stream of payments for, 26 years usually. They don't put all the money into a balanced portfolio and just say, well, we're just going to send out money here and there. They have a contractual obligation to make that payment. They need it to work. And so pensions and other areas that have endowments, they monitor their assets. They look at it, and they always have money off to the side so that if something happens over here, they're trying very hard to never have to sell something when it's in a problem position. And to me, a problem is flat or down from where I started with.
In other words, what you're saying, Professor Plum, is that if you have a pension, what the company has done is there, and we'll get to see, this is how sequence of returns all relates, by the way. They have a big lump sum of money. They're giving you a chunk of it. But when you receive a check for that, you know, every month from the pension company or wherever it comes from, that money did not come out of a stock portfolio. That check that you got was money written from an account that was probably a very safe, CD, money market, something that was not going to be affected by the stock market. What they're doing is paying you from a safe money account. They don't look and say, hey, Rick Plum is retired and we owe him a $2,000 check this
month.
We better sell some of that,
that Apple that we own.
Yeah, that Microsoft stock that we own or whatever it is, and sell some because we got to send it. No. They have a certain amount of money already set aside in safety that will, in other words, it's like a bucket strategy.
And pensions and the other types of plans that we were talking about have one advantage over you. They have a fairly large pool of retirees. They have a constant influx of money coming in from current employees. So they've got money coming in as well as money going out. So they don't have the same difficulties that somebody like you, who are getting ready to retire, who is retired, has, because you don't have any new money coming in. So actually pensions, and they do segment out monies, they have it even easier than you do. So if they're using it and they have an easier job, makes more sense that you would do it too. The whole goal is to not have to sell something when it is in a lower position than opportunistic sell.
Mm-hmm. And there are reasons for doing that, which is where these numbers are going to come in. All right, this is all about strategy. I love strategy. This is what we do on this program. You need to take money out of your portfolio, don't you? Sure you do. You got to live off of something. Where's that money going to come from? And what happens if the market just dives the month after you retire? 877 Planner, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Talking about not running out of money before you run out of time and using strategies. I think we sort of jumped to the solution before we got to the actual problem. But here's the deal, folks. By the way, welcome back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing. We do talk strategy here. And here's the risk. The risk is you got a portfolio full of whatever. Let's say, 60-40 mix of stocks, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. You retire. You need to start taking money from your portfolio. And you leave that 60-40 stock bond mixture the way it is. You just say, well, all right, I got $100,000 in this portfolio. I'm going to take $5,000 a year out of it. So, 400 whatever bucks a month. What is that per month?
$483.33.
There you go, $483.33. Anyway, all right, so about $500 a month, call $5,000 a year. The problem is you start taking that money out, and let's say the market takes a big dive. You had $100,000 worth in there, but now it's only worth $90,000 the next year, and you've already taken out $5,000. So instead of $90,000, it's worth $85,000. Well, how long is $85,000 now going to last? You really thought you were going to be doing, okay. But you're taking $5,000 out. After 1 year, you're missing like $15,000. That's the risk. That's the risk. Professor Plum, especially early on in retirement, the idea of sequence of returns. Problem is that even if the market recovers over the next couple of years, you don't have nearly as much money there working for you to recover. Is that correct?
Well, and you ended up selling something when it was down to cover the shortfall. And so you had to sell more shares than you would have otherwise needed to. And those shares are gone. Mm-hmm. They can't recover.
So here's the deal. I mentioned $100,000. If you had $100,000, this is the example that we like to use because it illustrates it very well. Somebody retired in 1969. We'll call him Mr. Smith. Had $100,000. 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Needs $5,000 a year. Annual withdrawal, $5,000 a year. We'll say he takes $5,000 once a year rather than $483 a month because I don't really know what that is. But same thing. $5,000 a year takes out. In 1969, because it had a couple of bad years in 1969 and again a few years later in 1973 and 74, Mr. Smith was out of money, Professor Plum. His $100,000 was gone. He doesn't have his $5,000 income anymore. He is out of money by 1989. The portfolio was exhausted. Reason was, when he retired, we had a few bad years.
A few bad years in the first 10. The reality was, though, over those 10 years, if the portfolio had been left alone, it would have done about what was expected. A little under average for a portfolio like that. It averaged about a little under 5% over that 10-year period of time. It wasn't that it was a negative 10 years. It was a positive 10 years overall. It's just that the volatility within those years, there was four down years out of the 10. One of them was like 2% down, 3% down. Another was in the 2% range. Then a couple were a little bit bigger. This was not a time where we even had a 20% or bigger correction. There was no correction with this type of a portfolio during that period of time. And if you just look at the portfolio in historical terms, this is a problem with looking historically to try to predict what your portfolio is going to do in the future. Looking historically over that 10-year period of time, that negative sequence of return decade, well, if you hadn't been taking money out of the portfolio, it would have done about 4.5-5%
over the
20 years.
Yeah,
it did about 9% if you had not been taking money out of it.
If you just left it alone.
Well, how come if it averaged 9% from point A to point B 20 years later without touching it, did it run out of money? And the reason it ran out of money is the volatility. And not just volatility, it's volatility early, first 10 years.
And you didn't, by the way, leave the portfolio alone. You took money. You took $5,000 a year out of it.
And I should say negative volatility. Because the positive volatility, meaning it's on the upside, we like that. There just wasn't enough of it. And as I mentioned, over the first decade, which was where the problem was created, it was a positive decade, just wasn't positive enough.
Yeah, so okay, you have $100,000, you retire, you start taking money out. January 1st, 1969, you're going to take $5,000 a year out of your $100,000
portfolio. No inflation adjustment.
No. This is strictly just with a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. If you take $5,000 a year out of that portfolio, by 1989, 20 years later, you are out of money. If you left it alone and never took $5,000 a year out of it, your $100,000 has grown to what?
About $560,000.
So just taking $5,000 a year out of this volatile portfolio, you're out of money. If you had just left it alone and never took the $5,000 out, the portfolio after 20 years is worth about $557,000.
That's the difference between a portfolio for accumulation and a portfolio for distribution. Same portfolio, different uses, dramatically different outcomes.
Exactly. Now, of course, somebody will say, well, wait a minute, though. Mr. Smith, who was doing this, if he'd left it alone and never took his $5,000 a year out, he would have had $557,000 after 20 years. But he needs the money to live off of, Professor Plum.
You got to have it.
You can't tell him not to take the $5,000. This is what he needs to live off of. So let's take this scenario. $100,000. You retire January 1st, 1969. The market is going to, do a couple of negative years,
We don't know that it's going to do negative.
But that's exactly what's going to happen.
But that's what we're protecting against.
Right.
And Murphy's Law says it will when you retire.
All right. So what do you do? But I'm going to have negative years coming up, but I need the $5,000 a year. How can I alleviate this problem?
Well, some people would say you need to get a better rate of return. And I would say if you're distributing money from your portfolio, the reality is you probably want to have a lower rate of return. Now, how can creating a lower rate of return help you? Because it also can potentially reduce some of the volatility in the portfolio, but give you some recovery time. I did an oversimplified potential return. I said, instead of investing $100,000 into this balanced portfolio, 60% bonds, 40% stocks, let's use that portfolio. The portfolio is not the problem. It's the use of the money. Let's take half of the money, $50,000, and put it in your mattress. Put it in a bank account that earns nothing.
But is safe.
But over that, and during that period of time, you could have put it into something that earned actual interest. We're just assuming you didn't earn any interest. And you put $50,000 in a bank account, and you pulled $5,000 a year out of it. You still have your $5,000 a year to spend. You're earning nothing on that portfolio. And you only have $50,000 invested in the portfolio. 10 years goes by. You need another $5,000 a year for another 10 years. You look to your portfolio and you carve off a $50,000 chunk and put it in the bank account again and live on it for another 10 years. Where are you at 20 years from there, over the same time period that you went broke by using a portfolio that over that period of time did a better rate of return by itself, but went broke when you took money out of it. Where are you with a lower overall rate of return, but a significant lower volatility? Where are you at 20 years from now?
We'll tell you when we come back. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Today's Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We have lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Some emails coming up potentially later on this hour. If not, we'll do them next hour, because I know we have some questions on some of the stuff that we talked about last week. Talking here for just another moment or two about the idea of combating what's called sequence of returns risk. And what is this, if you just tuned in? Well, took an example. Somebody who retired January 1st, 1969, which happened to, over the next 10 years, between January 69 and 79, entail about, I don't know, four or five down years in the stock market out of 10. Somebody who takes a $100,000 portfolio, you have that 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. They decide to take $5,000 a year out of that portfolio. By 1989, after 20 years, they're out of money. That $100,000 is gone. And the problem is because early on, for the first 5, 6, 7 years, we had a few big, well, not even all that big, down years in the market. So you're out of money after 20 years if you take $5,000 a year out of it. If this person had just left it alone and never took money out of it, not only would they not be out of money, after 20 years, they'd have about $557,000 in that portfolio. But leaving that money alone and not taking out of it
wasn't
an
option.
That's not an option.
They needed to retire.
They had to retire, right. Now, it may not seem like $5,000 isn't a lot to live on, and it's not. This is illustrative purposes only. But they needed that $5,000 a year. So what do? Professor Plum, you suggested that taking that $100,000 originally on January 1st, 1969, and instead of leaving it in a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, doing something else with it.
And being more conservative.
What do?
You take, in this hypothetical example, you put 50% of it into a bank account that earned nothing.
So $50,000 in some kind of mattress or,
right.
Well,
the reality
bank
is,
account.
In 1969, you probably could have earned, what, 5% on a bank account?
But let's pretend you didn't do it.
You didn't earn anything.
You put it
nothing.
In a safe deposit box. How's that?
And you put $50,000 into the same portfolio that you had before. You only have half as much in there. 10 years goes by. You take $50,000 out of it and put it into a bank account. The same bank account. You just draw $5,000 out again. So you've taken $5,000 out of the overall portfolio over the next 10 years, over the next 20 years. But you've been able to leave the volatile side of the house. And it really wasn't even that volatile. But it did have volatility, and it had some negative volatility. You left it alone for 10 years, carved money off at 10 years, left it alone for another 10 years.
So every year, Professor Plum,
you still got your $5,000.
You got your $5,000. There is no danger of it going down or losing value. It will be there every year because it's in something very safe.
It's in a bank account. And the portfolio is allowed to do what it can do over that same period of time. So in 20-year period of time, you started the first one getting $5,000 a year, but you ended up with nothing after 20 years. The other one, you only had half as much invested in the market and half in the bank account. Where were you 20 years later? Well, you still got money. In fact, after 20 years, you still have at least as much as you started with. Not a great deal more, but you have more. You have about $103,000 left in the portfolio. And now you're continuing on. You didn't die after 20 years. The portfolio didn't die after 20 years. You keep taking, $5,000 a year out. You do it again. You pull $50,000 and put it in the bank, and you take $5,000 out. The portfolio, after 30 years, and that's that magic number that everybody gauges everything back against, with retirement, can you make it last 30 years?
So by 1999, January 1st of 1999 in this example,
you've been taking $5,000 a year out of the portfolio every year for the past 30 years. You end up dying 30 years later. You're 95 years old, whatever it is. The kids, whoever, the heirs, there's about $190,000 left over that can be passed on to the heirs. Which one worked better? Now, Is it always going to work better? Will being more conservative always work better? No. What about years where there isn't negative years? Obviously, being more conservative, you're going to give something up, something in potential return. What if I am just the luckiest investor in the world? Now, the reality is, most people that go into retirement don't want to consider what if only great things happen. But what if they do? And this is where we look at time horizons and sequence of return. Sure, if this person had started their retirement with the exact same philosophy, with the exact same type of portfolio, 60% bond or stock, 40% bond, took the exact same $5,000 a year out starting in 1979 instead of 1969. And this is where sequence of return really makes a difference. The first 10 years from 79 to 89 with that balanced portfolio were all good years. There wasn't a down year in the whole in the mix. There wasn't even a flat year in the mix. And so over a 20-year period of time, yeah, you had more money. Over a 30-year period of time, you had more money. But how much money did you give up by doing it on the conservative side of the house? If you had done the same thing in 1979 and carved off $50,000 at the beginning of each 10-year period of time, compared to if you just used the entire portfolio in a good time, how much did you give up over a 30-year period of time? Well, if you just used the 60-40 mix all the way through and you took $5,000 out, over the good year, starting with no negative returns, your portfolio after 30 years would have ended up with about $590,000 or so in the portfolio. And if you'd carved off $50,000 a year so that you can prevent what happened to your older brother 10 years earlier, you can prevent potentially picking a wrong sequence of years to retire into, you would have only had about $506,000 in your portfolio at the end of 30 years. So instead of 590, you had 506. Would you give up some return potential over a 30-year period of time to, in this case, not run out of money over a 30-year period of time? Negative sequence in the early 10 years, no negative sequence in the early 10 years with the other time period. Do you know what time period you're going to be retiring into?
You mean, what you're asking is, do you know the day, the month you retire, that that's not going to be the start of a market downturn?
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a big one. Like we talked about in 1969, this particular total return, the total return for this particular type of portfolio, 60-40, was down to a little over 2.5%. Wasn't a big one. The next 4 years were all positive. Some of them double-digit positives. Then 2 years of down. 1 year of double-digit down. 12%, 12.6% down. So they weren't gigantic downs. But you don't. When you're taking money out of a portfolio, you don't need gigantic downs to really hurt. So would you give up some potential return over a 30-year period of time to protect, in this case, maybe running out of money? Now, we're talking about historical time horizons and looking back and saying, if you had done this, this is what happened. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the future. I can tell you that I've run these scenarios a lot of different time periods. Obviously, not every single potential time period that I could ever run. And in the best of times, being conservative, obviously, is not going to give the heirs as much money as it could if you were super aggressive, stayed aggressive, and didn't worry about running out of money. On the other side, in the areas where the 60-40, 50-50 different portfolios run out of money or come close to running out of money, having conservative money, having a bucket number one to pay out money and let things recover every time I've run it. Now, it doesn't solve every problem. I can run assumptions to make both portfolios run out of money. But in each case that I've run it in those downtimes, the more conservative portfolio with that bucket number one, that safer bucket, not drawing out of a down portfolio, has lasted longer. Now, we can make up assumptions, and they don't last that much longer, but it lasts longer in every one that I've done. Now, to get that type of longevity out of a portfolio, sure. In this case where we looked at the 1979 retiree, when they were 95 years old, their portfolio was, instead of being almost $600,000, it was just over $500,000. Is that going to be a big deal Running out of money is a bigger deal to most of the people I talk to.
Most retirees would rather make sure they don't run out of money rather than try to get the absolute best rate of return that they can. It's in many ways a sort of insurance. It's not actual insurance, but it's the way it's done. Now, so the whole idea, because we only got a minute here, the whole idea, Professor Plum, is to take a portion of your money, whatever you're going to need over the next 7, 8 years, whatever it is.
10 years.
10 years. And make it so that it's not affected by the volatility of the stock market. You take it out of that. No matter what happens in the market, this is not going, the money you need next month, next year, is not going to be affected by it.
Once you retire, the goal is not to get the greatest rate of return that you can get, because that entails a lot of volatility. The goal for most retirees is to not run out of money ever, and really, to not think about it, to not worry about it, to not have to change their spending habits, to be able to do what they want to do.
Sure, carving off a certain amount of money out of your portfolio and taking it out of the stock world could hurt you, because the stocks could go way up and you're going to miss out on it, but most retirees don't care. They want to make sure that it's there, because in the down years, and there will be down years, you're well protected. All right, 877-PLANNER. Coming back with more Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, emails, your phone calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bucket Strategy Investing, got another hour coming up. We will get some more of your emails in just a little while here. Some numbers, too. Some by the numbers, which I'm going to start making a regular, I think a regular Monday feature. Just by the numbers. Comments on these things that we get from BTN Research and other sources, places like the Federal Reserve, and we'll get Professor Plum's comments, and I'll throw in a few of mine as well. All right, so anyway, that's all coming up next hour, along with whatever else is on your mind. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Had a question from Jeremy, who was just asking us very quickly about some of the things we were talking about on this idea of sequence of returns. If I get a lump sum of money, whether from a business sale or from, say, a lottery winner, should I invest my lump sum all at once, or is it better to sort of put it in over time in stages? How do I know what the market's going to do? Question, I don't. Answer.
And the answer, you are correct. You don't know what the market, depending upon what definition of the market you want to use, doesn't matter. Because you don't know what the future holds. You don't know what the bond market's going to do, the stock market, the real estate market. Pick your market. We don't know. We might think we do. And over a long period of time, we have a reasonable idea of what we expect from it. And the longer the time horizon, the more likely we are going to be at least somewhat close to our expectation, assuming they start off as reasonable. But over the next year, two, three, four, five, even the next decade, we're not totally sure, well, we'll never be totally sure of what the market is going to do. That's why strategy is the first thing. Strategy. Figure out what you're trying to accomplish. How much money can you afford to put in the risk of the stock market? How much money can you afford to put at different areas? On the other side, how much money do you have to afford putting into safe accounts? I mean, we don't necessarily want to put more money in bank accounts, fixed annuities, things that have good principal guarantees, but very little return on them. We don't want to put more over there than we need to because we like getting return. We also don't like the volatility when we need to take income from the portfolio. Distributions, I should say. So how do you go about doing it? You first set up your strategy. You identify how much money you can put in the different markets. Now, once you've identified that you can put X amount of dollars in the market, whichever one you're talking about that you've identified, now it's a matter of you, your attitude. Will you freak out? Even though you know you've got an appropriate time horizon for that stock market investment, whatever the case, you've got time for it to collapse in the first couple of years, and you've given it a time horizon that is potentially required to recover. Will you leave it alone? If you're the type that says, you know what, I know me. If it goes down by 20%, 30%, something like we saw in 2000, something like we saw in 2008, early 2009, yeah, I'm probably going to sell off. Then you're probably going to want to not invest that portion of the lump sum in that portion of the market. you may want to dollar cost average that portion in. But that's purely for a stomach issue and for a risk issue, an attitude issue. Because the strategy is already identified that you can afford to put that money at risk. And because you can afford it, yeah, it may go down. But on the other side, it may go up. So you want to monitor what's going on. The strategy dictates. Now, you and your attitude dictates whether you dollar cost average. Some people realize that, okay, I know I can leave that money alone. I've got 15, 20 years. I don't have to look at it. If it goes down tomorrow, yeah, it goes down tomorrow. There will be down days. That's one thing we have a pretty good idea about. There will be down days, months, even down years, maybe even a couple of years. Can you continue your lifestyle without selling those funds to allow it to recover?
Well, you know people's psychology, though. They get a big lump sum of money and they throw it directly into the market and they say, I don't need it for 20 years. Psychology is still, oh man, the last few months it's gone down. If only I'd waited, I could have done better than this.
And if you are of that attitude, then maybe you don't want to put it all in up front, even though you know you could. You know, there's a difference between seeing it mathematically and feeling it emotionally. Which way are you going to lean? You can afford it. Once you've identified that you can afford it, now it's a decision of you. How do you want to look at it? Some people just don't like seeing negative numbers. And so the less there, the positive. But now the problem with the dollar cost average, I've identified out of my $1 million, I can put, you know, call it $300,000, $350,000 in a pure diversified stock portfolio. How do I put it in? Do I put in $100,000 a year for the next 3.5 years? Do I put in, you know, $5,000 a month for the next however many months? Do I put in $200,000 this year and $150,000 next year? Because the other side of it is, if you do dollar cost average in and the market doesn't crash, but it goes up 10-15%, like we saw in 2016, that nobody really expected. The early part of this year, nobody really expected. If it goes up, how upset are you going to be with yourself for not being in the market? You've identified. The first thing, though, is to identify how much you can afford to have at risk. And then the rest of it kind of takes care of itself. If you want a dollar cost average in, it's purely because of your stomach.
Well, and you know, you said this before. You know, as soon as I start putting it in little by little to wait and see what happens, the market's going to go straight up and I should have dumped the whole lump sum in. Or as soon as I dump the lump sum into the market, you know what's going to happen. It's going to just take a big dive over the next 6 months and I should have waited.
So just understand that if you put it all in up front, it's probably going to dive the next month. If you stage it in, it'll go up and then you'll freak out and say, I'm missing out on this, dump it all in, then it'll drop out.
But of course, this all hinges, number one, on your time horizon. Because as you said, Professor Plum, if you need some or all this money, whatever you need in the next year, two, three, something other than way down the line, you shouldn't be dumping into the market at all.
Identify your strategy first. Cover the short term, and short term is 5, 7, 8 years. Cover those needs first with safer assets. Assets that can't drop 20-30%. They're also not going to earn you 8-10% either. I mean, that's where people get upset. I don't want to put money in safe accounts. I want 8-10%. Oh, but I want a distribution of 4-6% as well. Yeah, you got a problem.
Well, you got a problem in the sense that that's not certainly guaranteed to happen. Now, it could. You could get very lucky. You could put a whole bunch of money into the stock market, and over the next 6, 8, 10 months, whatever it is, it could go way up, and you could take a nice income from it and still have a lot left over. Do you want to take that chance?
Do you want to count on luck to create your retirement goals? Yeah, most people don't. It's your call.
Your call's coming up. How's that? Look at that.
That was smooth, John.
Your call. Let me give you the number, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We've got another hour coming up. Take a quick break here for the top and more just ahead. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor about all this strategy stuff, important stuff, that's why we talk about it, 800-644-1150. That's your off-air number, 800-644-1150. That's right. Another hour coming up. More of your calls and emails. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.